To you all three, the senators alone of this great world, chief factors for the gods. I do not know wherefore my father should revenge his want, having a son and friends. Since Julius Caesar, who at Philippi the good Brutus ghosted, there saw you laboring for him, what was the move to pale Cassius to conspire? And what made the all-honored, honest Roman Brutus, with the armed rest, courtiers of beauteous freedom, to drench the capital, but that they would have one man but a man? And that is it that made me rig my navy, at whose burden the angered ocean foams, with which I meant to scourge the ingratitude that despiteful Rome cast on my noble father.
Take your time. Thou canst not fear us, Pompey, with thy sails. We'll speak with thee at sea. At land, thou knowest how much we do or can't thee.
At land, indeed, thou dost or can't me of my father's house. But since the cuckoo builds not for himself, remain it as thou mayest.
Be pleased to tell us. What is it from the present? How you take the offers we have sent you?
How's the point?
Which do not be entreated to, but weigh what it is worth embraced.
And what may follow to try a larger fortune.
You've made me offer of Sicily, Sardinia, and I must rid all the sea of pirates. Then to send measures of wheat to Rome. This agreed upon, to part with unhacked edges and bear back our targes undinted.
That's our offer.
Know then, I came before you here a man prepared to take this offer. But Mark Antony put me to some impatience. Though I lose the praise of it by telling, you must know when Caesar and your brother were at blows, your mother came to Sicily and did find her welcome friendly.
I have heard it, Pompey, and am well studied for a liberal thanks which I do owe you.
Let me have your hand. I did not think, sir, to have met you here.
The beds of the east are soft. And thanks to you that called me timelier than my purpose hither, for I have gained back.
Since I saw you last, there's a change upon you.
Well, I know not what count's harsh fortune cast upon my face. But in my bosom shall she never come to make my heart her vassal.
Well met here.
I hope so, Lepidus. Thus we are agreed. I crave our composition may be written and sealed between us.
That's the next to do.
We'll feast each other ere we part, and let's draw lots who shall begin.
That will I, Bombay.
No, Antony, take the lot. But first or last, your fine Egyptian cookery shall have the fame. I have heard Julius Caesar grew fat with feasting there.
You have heard much.
I've fair meaning, sir.
And fair words.
And so much of what I heard. And I've heard Apollodorus carried a...
None all of that he did so.
What, I pray you?
A certain queen, to Caesar, in a mattress.
I know thee now. How fairest thou, soldier.
Well, and well I'm like to do, for I perceive four feasts afterwards.
Let me shake thy hand. I've never hated thee. I've seen thee fight when I've envied thy behavior.
Ah, I never loved you much. But I have praised you when you have well deserved 10 times as much as I've said you did.
Enjoy thy plainness and nothing ill becomes thee. Will you lead, lords?
You and I have known, sir.
At sea, I think.
We have, sir.
You have done well. By water.
With you by land.
I will praise any man that will praise me, though it cannot be denied what I have done by land.
Nor what I have done by water.
Yes, something you can deny for your own safety. You have been a great thief by sea.
And you by land.
Dare I deny my land service. But give me a hand, Mina. If our eyes had authority, here they might take 2 thieves kissing.
All men's faces are true. That's where their hands are.
But there is never a fair woman that has a true face.
No slander. Face, steel, heart.
We came hither to fight with you.
For my part, I'm sorry, it's turned to a drinking. Pompey doth this day laugh away his fortune.
If he do, sure he cannot weep to back again.
You've said, sir. We look not for Mark Antony here. Pray, is he married to Cleopatra?
Caesar's sister's called Octavia.
True, sir. She was the wife of Caius Marcellus.
But she is now the wife of Marcus Antonius.
Pray, sir.
It's true.
Then is Caesar and he forever knit together?
If I were bound to divine of this unity, I would not prophesy so.
I think the policy of that purpose made more in the marriage than the love of the party.
I think so too, but you shall find a bond that seems to tie their friendship together will be the very strangler of their amity. Octavia is of a wholly cold and still conversation.
Who'd not have his wife, sir?
Not he that himself is not so, which is Mark Antony. He will to his Egyptian dish again. Then shall the sighs of Octavia blow the fire up in Caesar, and as I said before, that which is the strength of their amity shall prove the immediate author of their variance. Antony will use his affection where it is. He married but his occasion here.
Thus it may be.